Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Betty bitches.
Oh, right, let's try that again, because what did you say? Hi, Betty bitches? You said Betty bitches?
Oh, my God, Stephen, leave that in.
Oh, my gosh. 3, 2, 1...
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
I mean, that sums up today. This is Davina Devine. This is Victoria Secret. Oh, we are interchangeable because we're both two moany bitches today.
Oh my God. Today is like definitely a groany Tuesday, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Like it's rant of the year. Like that's what this is going to be. But also it is time for a little petty moment. And I have so much written down on my phone, but I think what everyone's waiting really to hear about is what the hell happened at BravoCon.
I think so. Yeah. It's so funny. I was literally trying to go over to like when I feel like this, when I get into like a Moni Myrtle kind of day, I just try and disengage. So like, I just want to disengage with life today. So
she's disengaging.
I'm disengaging. I need to recharge and just like actually just like retreat and then recharge.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Like you were saying you weren't feeling well. And like, to be honest, I was like, oh, she's just being a moan. And then I rang you and I was like, oh no, you sound like death, girl.
No, I don't feel the best at all since Sunday. I've just been feeling really kind of flu. And I know there's definitely kind of, sorry, if I hear even one more thing about COVID going around, but there's all these new variants coming around and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But I definitely feel like I have some kind of bug for sure because I just feel wiped.
You know, what's COVID, and babe? What's this COVID thing you're talking about? I've never heard of it.
Oh, which variant do you want to know?
Oh, there's variants? Which variant, Davina, is it? Come on, give me the detail.
There's lots of different variants. There's a variant for every queen, for every day of the week, for every month of the year. So, it's hard to kind of try and stay on top of it, isn't it? But I also think as well, all the traveling last week as well, like it's just kind of bound to happen. What I mean is about traveling in the airports. Like, you're going to be around so many people in such close proximity all the time.
Yeah.
You're bound to pick up something, like, do you know what I mean? I'm actually now kind of thinking maybe a mask might not have been a bad idea.
Oh, like, but, fully, like, I mean, people are still doing that on the planes, and I get it. Because, like, what was that bus that I was on recently, the expressway from somewhere to go to Limerick?
Limerick.
And I pulled down the tray table, and it literally looked like someone had left a pile of pubes.
Are you serious? What?
I know. Like, it was a big clump of hair. And I was like, why? Like, how does that even happen? And why would somebody leave it in the tray table? So if there's pubes that we can actually see, then what can we not see?
Oh my God. I know, you'd be going around there. We're like, turn the lights off. We're going to get the UV lamp out.
Kim and Aggie.
Oh my God. Kim and I saw, you know, actually, Kim and Aggie, you know, Aggie of Kim and Aggie is on this TV show now where she goes into like old lockups and she does like evaluations of like old junk.
Oh, I think I'd be into that. What's that on?
Oh, it's on like one of these like daytime, like it's definitely for pensioners. Like it's definitely aimed at pensioners, you know, like Cash in the Attic type vibes.
Yeah.
But she goes out and she's had like laser eye surgery and she's kind of got like a longer hairstyle and like she's obviously trying to, you know, regenerate herself.
She's, are you saying she's had the Kardashian glow up?
Well, she's had like the Scottish Kardashian glow. So she's basically, yeah, like, cause I was like, that fuck, I recognize the voice. The wee voice, there's wee bacteria in there.
Are they still mates or are they done? Like,
No, they hate each other because, Kim said, Kim has been very kind of, shouldn't really say much about it, but basically what I gather from all the little YouTube clips of them two of them talking is that Kim is very brash and Aggie is not. And that they just kind of, I think they just have different ways about themselves, you know, that kind of way. So I don't think
they made them magic as well. Do you know what I mean? Like the yin and yang.
Definitely. But also, you know, Kim went off because Aggie basically couldn't take any more of Kim. So she went off to do her own thing. And then Kim went to Canada and did like this kind of like How Clean Is Your House, but with this really posh gay English guy. Do you ever see that?
No, never.
Have you seen that show?
You know things are going well when you have to move to Canada or Australia to get a gig, though. Do you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
It's true. It's true. But yeah, she had basically, it was basically like Kim and Aggie, but like in Canada. So obviously they thought the idea was great and they wanted to keep it going, but Aggie was out for the count. So.
Oh, God. Well, for a minute, I thought it was because someone performed Rihanna's Umbrella first and then the other one did it second. They were like, that's my Rihanna Umbrella.
Yeah, but there was only one real winner there, wasn't there?
For anyone that doesn't know, that was a deep cut to Pride 20 something when me and April Showers performed Rihanna Umbrella and we thought, this is it. This is our new duet. Next week, Davina did it. And that was back in the day, the unwritten rule. Nobody performed the song that you'd already performed. Not Davina. She didn't give a fuck.
No, because I always believe that if you can do a song better, then it's yours. That's how I feel about it.
Did you have matching sparkly Zara dresses though?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. Were they dresses?
I mean, dresses / tops.
I thought they were window coverings.
It's the closest thing that April's come to a top in a while. There you go.
Do you remember April's Pride dash into town to see what she was going to wear for Pride? Because we'd always be getting stuff made, and she would just be like, she would have this real bee in her bonnet that it was too good. Like, she was too good to get stuff made. So she'd go and she'd spend any amount of money, but basically she could never fit into anything.
Yes.
And there will be like Pride be on Saturday. She'd be going in like late night shopping Thursday, like literally scouring the shops. And she'd have her usual hits, Dorothy Perkin Maternity.
That little shop in Georgia Street Arcade.
Yeah. Retro. Yes. Let's give them names. She'd have, Julian McDonald by Star by Julian McDonald.
Yes. But my favorite was, she was kind of like, April was not like bougie wear a drag, except she loved to pop into French Connection every now and then and have a look and see what they had. And one year, I remember she spent €350 on a jumper.
Yes,
and that's what she wore. I was like, by the way, that jumper was humming after a few weeks.
And wasn't it grey?
It was grey.
Oh my God. A grey drag jumper. Like, bizarre.
Glamour.
It's like Sutton. It's like Sutton in Beverly Hills when she wore the cat jumper on a date. Weird.
I'm already finding myself, how the hell did we end up talking about the French Connection jumper dress? But go on.
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, listen, anyone that had a 16 to 18, she was there because she was neither 16 or an 18. She was pushing a 20. But if she could shimmy into a 16 or an 18, she was having it. So, although let's never forget the Julia McDonald gay prom dress that she bought, which was, I had told her that I got this orange dress.
Yeah.
So she, I think, was on the lookout for something very similar. So she bought this yellow dress, like lemon color. Mm-hmm. And it was from Julia McDonald. And she got it over her head and it just got stuck in it.
Yeah.
And we had to cut her out of it. It was 200 and something euros. It's nuts.
I know. But like, have you ever had to be cut out of a costume? I had to be cut out of my Danny Minogue inspired costume that I bought in a vintage shop.
I'm glad that you said inspired because it was nothing like Danny Minogue. Like, in your head, it was Danny Minogue, but it was basically just a small retro dress, like actually vintage clothing. Like, and you know the way like a 16 in vintage is probably like a 10?
Yeah. And literally it was made of like you know what? What do they make those costumes? costumes up with like a
polyester.
Polyester. It was literally that, like, and it was
not a bit of stretch.
No, it was humming as well. I think you cut me out of that, actually.
I did. Thank God for that nail scissors we had knocking around. Oh, what else was I going to say to you about? Oh, yeah. It's like, do you ever see those people? They always say like, oh, you know, Marilyn Monroe was a size 16. Do you know people who always say that make me howl because she clearly wasn't a size 16. Like, she was obviously like, look at Kim Kardashian was wearing her dress and Kim Kardashian's like a size 8 or something. Yeah. Like, I think, you know, like American size is like a 14. Is like, or say like a 10 in American is a 14. So people would basically like, it'll give people that are carrying a few extra pounds a little bit extra leeway. You know what I mean?
By them. Like, I remember going to like H&M the first time we ever went to New York and I just could not figure out what size I was in like the dresses over there. I was like 12. And it was before Google was really a kind of a thing. I was probably still saying, ask Jeeves, what size is this, Jeeves?
No one cares what size anyone is. That's not the point. But the point is that if you're trying to fool yourself that you're like four sizes behind because the numerals are different. Yeah. I just think that's gas.
Mm-hmm. Well, come here. Listen, we obviously are just fresh back from New York. The best news of it all is we actually got along. We didn't have one fight.
Nobody died.
And we had to ball. Like it flew by. And I halfway through, I was like thinking, God, like we're going to be home before we know it. Anyone I've bumped into in the last week has been saying, oh my God, how was BravoCon? Gives the goss. And because
quite draining, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, because I'm a lazy cow, I just say, oh, listen to the podcast on Thursday.
Well, that's actually a good idea. Everyone kept saying that to me as well. How was BravoCon? It was great. It was a lot. But I feel like you have to kind of, and you know what it rots me as well, is that I'd be telling a story and someone else would walk into the room and be like, what's this, BravoCon? And then you have to start again from scratch. I'm just like, you are kidding me. Yeah. So I'm going to put this down. We're going to tell the stories here today and then we're never going to talk about it again. Right? So let's just leave it at that, okay?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Well, first off, we arrived into New York City and we went and met one of my friends, which you've met before, Russell. He lives over in Brooklyn. And we were both a bit wrecked because it's like an early start. That flight was early, but Russell was like, no, we're going for dinner. We had a gorgeous bit of meal. And then we went to see the queen herself, which
the queen,
we've been kind of obsessed with this queen for a long time because we've been going to New York for so long. Shaquita Hall is just such a pro, like absolutely great drag queen. So we went and saw her thinking that we'd be home by midnight, but not a chance. Yeah. We did the bar crawl of all bar crawls and saw the whole city, all the different types of drag. And what basically that means is we woke up the next day on day one of BravoCon, both a little bit like April Shower's grey dress, if that makes sense.
Yeah. We were a little beaten down. We were by NYC. We were a little beaten down. They had kind of got the better of us the first night over. So we weren't the freshest girls in town.
No.
But we both were like, do you know what? We're going to get it together. We're going to pull ourselves up out of the bed. And BravoCon started at 9 a.m. It was like actually 10 a.m. I think it was. It started 10 a.m. every day. Mm-hmm. And we woke up maybe about, oh God, I think it was like 11-ish, I think.
No, it wasn't. And I know why it wasn't. Because we had checked in and they said, there's complimentary breakfast. And you know, we're like, we're divas on the go. So we're like, well, you know, if we don't have to leave the hotel, we might have a little breakfast. Well, we went down and...
Was that day?
That was that day. We were like tired. We went down thinking, oh, lovely, some eggs and toast. How were the eggs?
Well, I've never been to prison, but I can imagine that that eggs in prison would be very similar to that. They were like hard. I've heard of hard boiled eggs, but I've never heard of hard scrambled eggs. They were actually like, they chipped tooth. Like, they were actually like we were in a correctional facility. Like, I have to say.
And that really summed up how we were feeling, to be honest. So we.
Yeah, I felt like those eggs.
We rocked in to BravoCon. We got our passes and we were like ready to just kind of get the lay of the land with no strict plans. Because deep down we had planned, we'd both brought gorgeous looks and we were like, we need to do all the fun stuff when we're in drag. Because we want like nice little pickies to meet the girls. And also when you meet people in drag, they treat you so differently, which we'll get into in a bit, but it's a bit more crack. So the main goal was see the Beverly Hills panel. And
that was the first thing. We were aiming and we were aiming to get on that panel for 1 o'clock. So we were like, that was the kind of the main goal that we had. So other than that, we were like, whatever. We just like, we take our time, get the lay of the land. Now, I have to say, in hindsight, looking back, the Friday was much quieter. So we should have actually probably been a bit fresher for that day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I had known how fun Saturday was going to be in drag, I probably would have done drag Friday and Saturday and just really gone for it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I agree. So we were like, let's go. So we were like, we were VIP. There was like general admission. And then there was like a VVIP, which was actually, which I wasn't really aware of that there was that next tier, but there was.
Yeah. In our head, we were that anyway.
And so... Yeah, so we were like in the queue, oh my God, I was dying, I have to say, like I wasn't feeling the best.
Yeah, we both but the funny part was we were too afraid to tell each other how we both were feeling.
That was hilarious.
We didn't want to ruin the other one's experience. We're like, I at one point, Davina, I thought I was going to faint. And then you told me later on that day that you thought you were going to faint.
Well, there was like these big maps all around the place that were like, you are here, you know, like in Bravo, where you are here. And I was like leaning on it at one point. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. I was like, I'm going to faint. And she's like, yeah, I know where we are. We're here. And I was like, yeah, I'm just looking. I just want to see that we're here. Because I was like, I'm going to fucking faint.
Yes. So I made Davina get in the queue at that point.
There was no air. There was no air in the place. It's like how, and Americans love aircon. Why in that big like convention center was there no fucking air? Yeah. Open the door. There is no fucking air here.
No, but
give
like,
me a fan. I need a fan.
For real, was there no air or was it actually just, we were just in bits?
No, there was no fucking air. It was like actually roasting hot. It was so warm. Mm-hmm. Like, remember, it was so old. But anyway, we hopped in the queue and everything was fine. And the queue, well, I was like, oh, the queue isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Well, see, the one thing that they kind of fucked up on was they had these big kind of like seated convention kind of areas where they had stuff on like say from like say 12 to 1 and then they had something from 1 to 2 whatever, but they didn't have any lee over time. They should have made everyone clear out and then go back in.
Yeah.
But instead they just, loads of people stayed in, so when everyone went in it just became like a fucking free for all. So everybody was like running through the curtains, skipping queues. Mm-hmm. So like the VIP, VVIP, nothing mattered and people were losing
fuming.
It.
Oh my God. Like fuming. So we were obviously like, we got in there fairly quick. We had two not great seats, but we were just happy to have seats. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was honestly 5,000 people trying to get into a panel that had 1,000 maybe seats, I'm going to say. And once we got that seat, we were not moving.
No, we got a seat and then chaos just started to happen around us and you could feel it was honestly, I was comparing it to the Titanic. It was that kind of vibe. It was like women and children first. People were going crazy.
Yeah.
People were starting to fight with each other. Mm-hmm. And then people started standing in the aisles and just sitting at the very front on the floor. Uh-huh. And this guy came in and he was like, no, it's a health and safety issue. You can't do that. And it was just chaos. Like, and I have to say one thing about BravoCon is it definitely brought out a lot of middle America Karens.
Yes.
Like actually, like I realized as well that a lot of the audience of Housewives and Bravo is middle America Karens.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
A lot.
And for considering how many people there was, where were the security? Like, I don't know where the security was because you couldn't see them. But just for a side note, I want to pause you there for 1 second. Was there anybody on the Titanic that tried to put themselves in some sort of drag to get on the lifeboats?
100%. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, no. Well, actually, there's loads of memes about things like that. Loads of memes. They're definitely like, listen, I'm sure all kinds of shit went down.
Because yeah. I would have been grabbing like the Ruby Woo lipstick. And
nobody's going to be like, oh, excuse me, that big lady over there, she's going to get on.
You calm down.
But that was all. And then I have to say, the Beverly Hills girls came out and it was, we were sitting there for a while and we were listening. It was fucking boring. It was boring as hell.
Yes.
Which who was the guy that was hosting it?
So it was Brad Goreski, who I think did some sort of like fashion police. He's a judge on Canada's Drag Race. He's like, he came on and like, honestly, he was part of the problem. Let's be real, because the Housewives had so much drama between themselves. We were ready for juicy questions, but instead we were getting, what was your favorite like fashion look? Now, however, I was thinking about it afterwards and I was like, is that because they're in the middle of us all watching the reunion and they can't really talk about that? But surely they could have even gone back and spoke about old issues like, well, what would you like Lisa Vanderpump to be here today? But instead, we got what is your fashion, you know, favorite moment of the season. Also, what we need to do is everyone got a very different reaction, like coming out. So like the shock horror to me was that Erica Jane kind of got cheered, mostly like 80% cheered. I thought some people would react badly to her, and then Lisa Rinna got booed. And I mean, we've all been to Panto. This was intense.
It was quite aggressive, I have to say. It wasn't Panto. This was like, people were like gunning for her blood. But yeah, so like basically, long story short, nothing really happened there. We went, caught a few panels, walked around, saw a few of the housewives selling crappy merchandise. There was nothing really kind of going on. To be honest, I was very, very underwhelmed on the Friday. Yeah. I felt like, is this it? I did feel a bit like this isn't ideal. No. And then
there was nothing to buy either. Like I told you, I was like, I'm ready to buy like some of the girls' products. I didn't see any of those girls' products. Like,
oh no, there was products there. There was like, Dorinda was selling her booze. Candace had all those that, like, fans and merch. There was, LaDame was selling her perfumes, and there was like, they all were selling their merch there, but a lot of the time they weren't there at the booth. It was just some random person selling their stuff. And the products weren't, like, you don't want to be lugging home like a 5-wick candle. Do you know what I mean?
Well, okay, back, but let's be real. LaDame, like, which anyone who doesn't know, that's Karen Huger from Potomac. Her perfume was 15 mils. Now, I mean, that's one wear for a drag queen, and it was about $50-$60. I was like, you can keep that, Karen. I'm okay.
Yeah. the bargains weren't there to be had. And then, like, they all had these weird little booths. And I have to say, like, the Countess had just, like, slash curtains. Just one measly pair of slash curtains at the back of Countess Luann. But then you look at, say, Sutton from Beverly Hills, and she had, like, fake ivy and, like, a neon Sutton name. Like, she obviously put money into how it looked.
Yeah.
So, and so did Dorinda, actually. Hers looked really nice as well. But, like, a lot of it was just pure chancery, I have to say.
I thought so, too. Like, I've been to a drag con where girls who probably don't make even an ounce of the money that some of these girls are making from Bravo are literally spending coin on their boots. And it's given the fans some sort of like visual experience, and you're more likely to like buy something from them when that's happening too.
Yeah, it was a lot. But sure, listen, you know, we lived and learned. We went back on Saturday. We had a bit of a fun day in drag on Saturday, but we got mobbed for photos as well, which was very kind of draining. Like, it was nice, like, for the first few minutes, and then it became a bit like Pride, where it was just a bit like intense, and people forget that
You are better than that. Like, I was trying to do, I don't see people, like, you know, like Hayley, instead of like Hayley Joel Osment saying, I see dead people, I saw nobody. I was like, no, I can't see you. One girl turned to me and said, could I ask for a photo? And I was like, is it okay to say no? Because we'd just done literally like maybe 30 photos in the space of like 10 minutes.
And yeah, which is so funny, because it's like, because I was come off like nicer in those situations, and you and I always come off, and I'm always come off a bit of a bitch on this podcast, so I'm always like, the irony of that is just, it's not lost on me, like.
Yeah, no, it's true, you were definitely mingling. But anyway, we wanted to see Luann de Lesseps and Sonia Morgan from New York. We literally kind of went with the plan of going, if we don't get to see anyone all day, we really need to see the Countess, because money can buy a class. So we went over and we asked security, and they said, okay, the queue is about 800 people deep. And we're like, okay, this is probably not going to happen. We're walking about doing our business. We were like having a little nose in another little area. And next thing, this woman comes over and taps us on the shoulder, and she says, hi, I'm with Bravo. I've got a camera crew, and I'm wondering, would you do a little interview for us? And we didn't spend 2 hours getting ready for nothing. So we were like, yes, we will, of course. So we start, she has a couple of questions, and she soon said, I mean, what are you so excited for today? And me and Davina are no fools. And we're like, the only thing we want to do today is meet Luann and Sonia. We're huge fans of them. That's all we want. And we kept being like, that's all we want to do today. And they were like, when is that happening? And we're like, well, it's about to start now, actually. And Davina's eyes start glistening all of a sudden, because your one got her walkie-talkie up, and she's like, okay, let me see if I can get you in there. Next thing, they were like, okay, in a while we're gonna bring you over, we're gonna bring the cameras, we're going to film you meeting Sonia and Luann. We were like thrilled. We would have said anything, and by God, did we say anything to them. Do you know what did they make us do?
Because they made us do this weird Bravo chant thing, and they made us do like a fashion catwalk that they like, you know, because we're drag queens, so of course we love to be sissy in that walk and being like Sashay Shantae, Glitter on the Runway shite.
But so the Bravo they wanted to do
that.
Girl.
Yeah, like, they made us. So we decided that we never want to hear that again or see it again. So I will refuse to do it again right now. So all I'm going to say is it's out there somewhere in the universe, God knows where, but I never want to see it or hear it or be aware of it. So if anyone sends it to me, I'm going to block you. I'm just going to say that, okay?
Yes, so, yes.
It's out there. It's in the ether. We did it. We got what we wanted.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Like, you know, there's money and power up there. So we took it. There's a power play there. We went over, we met Luann, we met Sonia. Luann was icy as hell. Sonia was super friendly.
To you. I think she was jealous of your suit. I'm just going to put it out there.
She was trying a new look that wasn't working for her.
The hot moment, the hot outfit of the day was all the housewives were wearing these like power suits that were like a block color and a lot of like neons. And that's what Davina was wearing. So I think she took one look at you and she was like, no, I'm not having it. She's not having it. Whereas Sonia came over, and this happened a few times in the one day, and they were like, nice to see you girls. Oh my God, so lovely to see you. And we've kind of figured out lately that Americans are maybe thinking, oh, they must be from something, so we better pretend that we know them, if that makes sense, which did work in our favor. So she gave us a big hug, and then she introduced us to Luann like she knew us. It's like, what?
That was weird. And also, what's the story with Sonia always wearing things that looks like she's on horse riding? What's
that about? She's very skinny. She looked fierce. Like,
they both looked really nice, but Luann is definitely her favorite, and she was just so archy, and she kept looking at me up and down, which was freaking me out.
yeah, totally. She was a lot taller than I thought she was going to be as well, to be honest. But while we were waiting for them to come out, like, this is the last little detail that we gotta share. The crowd were going absolutely insane because,
oh my God,
the girls were late for their meet and greet, and they had been queuing for ages. People all of a sudden started screaming, Firefest! Firefest! And then it was, we paid money. And I was afraid, I don't know, we didn't speak about this, but I was afraid they were screaming, we paid money because we were getting to skip the queue. Was that
why? Was that as well? Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, jealous, they were fuming.
Jealous cows. But then we heard on the radio that it's because Luann needed to pee.
Wild.
Yeah.
It was a wild experience. Will it be duplicated? Will it be copied again? Who knows?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. More will follow. But yeah, so that was our BravoCon experience. We didn't even go back on the third day because it was just so chaos on this, we had 2 days of madness. We were like, that was enough. And also, there wasn't as many kind of meet and greet options as you would have thought there was. Like, you really had to get up people's holes to get photos. And I wasn't prepared to be climbing in anyone's anus for a photograph, to be honest.
No, fair. No, we weren't about that. We did have fun, but only because we were in drag. So I'd recommend, my top tip would be, if there's a one day pass that you can get SVIP, I would do that. And it might cost a lot of money, but you will get a hell of a lot more value for it than just going as general admission or VIP. I would go back. You?
I'll see. I'm undecided.
And more excitedly than that, I'm like, we came home and I was like, I would go on holidays with Tavi and Divide again. We didn't kill each other and we've both mellowed over the years in different ways.
Some more than others.
Anyway, come here, on to other things before we have a little chat. I have this on my list for ages. Balenciaga. What is the crack with Balenciaga? People are saying it's a piss take and people are saying it's for real. Do you wear any of that kind of Balenciaga stuff?
No. No, it's like, what are they saying? Tell me a little bit about this. What's...
Because some of the designs are kind of outrageous. Like, they're
I think the trainers are disgusting. Those moon boot, like, weird, like, they look like they're made, like, do you know what they actually look like? They look like balloon shoes. You know, like, that a balloon artist made?
Yeah.
Don't they look like that?
Yeah.
I think they're rotten.
And so much fucking money. Like, so much money. What are people doing? Like, when you could have a gorgeous Gucci bag like mine from Canal Street, what are you all doing? Like, do you know what I mean?
Some of it is actually quite nice. I'm not into the glove looks that is like, and also everyone is wearing them. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, they're so just specific. They're so basic in that kind of way that it's like, I don't know, I'm not a fan. Like, if they were patterned or they're a bit embellished, I think they'd look a bit more interesting, but just like a flat color.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not exciting.
Not exciting at all. Come here. We are working on something for Christmas. It's going to be on in December, very early December. We're not going to tell you exactly what it is right now. Actually, we'll share the details on our Patreon because until it's announced, which hopefully will be next week, it's going to be the ultimate Christmas sesh. It's a daytime party because we want to add something new into the ether that isn't happening. We've got amazing acts booked, but also it's going to be that chance that you can celebrate Christmas with your mates before we all have to, you know, head home. And some of us are going to homes that we want to hang with our friends and family, and some of us are like, ugh.
So if you are planning a little Christmas get together, this will be the perfect daytime sesh to do it at. I can guarantee it'll be really fun.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a little link for my Instagram bio that you can click in and register your interest. And if you are interested, once it's announced, you'll get an email so you can grab tickets before anyone else. Oh, and by the way, it's in a venue that nothing is like, this is a total new opportunity and experience.
This is a brand new, like, top of the range, really exciting space. Mm-hmm. It's only going to be available just for the month of December. So we're very, very, very excited just to be part of it as well.
I'm buzzing. Davina came to me with it and I was like, yes, we're doing it. We're absolutely doing it.
Yeah,
we're
definitely doing it.
Right, we're going to be back right after this when we're going to talk about some Halloween looks.
So guys, Petty Little Things is brought to you this month by Bailey's.
Davina, it's October. You know I love a witch's cackle. Halloween's only around the corner, and it wouldn't be Halloween without some delicious treats.
Oh girl, you know I love a treat. I broke into Bailey's last night just to get into the spirit of things. I went full autumn and I was dipping cinnamon buns into my Bailey's. Absolutely deliciously divine, darling.
Bailey's is ideal over ice, in cocktails, or even over some ice cream.
Or just over a petty catch up with friends.
Get the facts. Be drinkaware. Visit drinkaware.ie. Okay, so we're back, Davina. It is Halloween. I mean, listen, it's Halloween for us all year round, but this time of year...
Our life is Halloween. I always say that. It's like, Halloween is the drag queen's life. So it's like, this is the time for you to come out and actually dress up. And people always say, oh, what are you dressing up as? I'm like, bitch, I dress up like 52 weeks of the year. It's like...
I begrudge it. And I know I said it before. I begrudge having to like double down with the Halloween looks. I'm like, no, like, and especially some of the crap that I end up turning up things in. Like, it is Halloween all year round. But we asked
you. Well, you always do quite a spooky look.
Spooky! And you know I love that. Anyway, thank you. Okay, so we are going to get into what you all sent us. I'm going to kick things off with the lovely Deirdre. Deirdre, by the way, what we asked was any costume disasters or ridiculous looks that you'd all dressed up as. Davina, you start thinking about what your worst costume was while I get into it with Deirdre. Deirdre tried to dress up as a Lego lady with a yellow face, slicked back hair, and a cardboard box outfit that she spent days making. Nobody got it. Everyone was very confused, and I had a weird skin color, greasy looking hair, and a cardboard box on. I mean, crafty Halloween is always dangerous. Do you know what I mean? Like,
kind of my favorite ones. So I kind of like when people kind of just like, you know, when they're kind of crap. Like one of the best costumes I ever saw was like, because you see some great creative kind of moments like in the clubs and stuff like with people. But like, I always think in theory, you know, when you dress up at home, the costume's fab, but then it's when you go to actually like go to leave your house and go to like a nightclub or go into somewhere in town. And if it's like, remember I saw this guy and he was dressed basically up as like a locker. And he was like a one night stand.
That's genius.
It was That's genius. And there was like condoms and stuff stuck on top, and it was like one night stand, but it was really like really funny, but like also he had to walk through like a packed nightclub with all that on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is no fun. Like that is like uncomfortable for the night. But what's your thoughts on couples costumes?
I actually don't mind couples costumes if there's a little bit of irony or a little bit of fun in them. Like, I'm not into like, you know, really basic ones like, oh my God, like Harlequin and Joker. Like, come on, you couldn't be more basic. You know, like things like that, that are just like, I hate basic bitch costumes. Like if you're going to do something kind of really unusual or funny, I'm down with that.
Yeah. The more obscure the reference, the better the couple's costume. Like, okay. Next one I have is from Cheryl Hull from Drag Race sent me one saying, I went as the applause era Gaga 1 year and some straight boy asked me, why didn't I come as something a bit more gay than a clown? I was absolutely.
Oh my God. I'd say she looked a right peach as well with that like black headscarf on. She's got quite the face for that.
I found my picture of when I did that Gaga applause here as well. And I had glamorized it in my head because I was like, oh, I had like lovely black cloaks on me and the dancers and like cool little like black things on her head. And when I look back now, I had them wearing bin bags. We all just put a bin bag on and I think it was a pair of black tights on everyone's head. Like, not glamorous.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Patrick James actually sent me this in. Patrick James, I don't know if you're familiar. Patrick James actually won The Voice of Ireland.
Yes. Great voice. Yes. Such a good
great
singer.
Great voice. And really fun, really, really gas character. And for those who don't know, Patrick was in a house fire many years ago when he was a kid. Like, and he was actually very badly burnt. And he sent me in this saying that's too long for the comment box, but he had to tell you. He said, I've had burns on my hands from being in a house fire when I was 12. And I went to a party for Halloween and a girl I'd never met before grabbed my hands roaring and said it was the best special effects makeup she'd ever seen. She couldn't look at me for the night when I told her, no, they actually are in fact my hands. And I said, oh my God, Patrick, I said, that is full on. And he said, she died, but he thought it was the funniest thing ever. Like, because Patrick in fairness to him, Patrick has a great sense of humor. Patrick's, you know, can talk about it and is amazing character. But yeah, so, but it was, he just thought it was so funny. So, Patrick, fair play to you. I don't know if I could be as forgiven. So.
And that girl definitely spent the night absolutely good with herself, like gutted.
Oh my God.
Okay, next
imagine
one.
Imagine saying what? That though, like, and especially Halloween. Nuts. No, just at Halloween, imagine doing that. Like, it'd be so mortifying.
Okay, next one is from Sean Highland. I dressed up as a person that got hit by lightning and I used a GHD to put tight curls in my peroxide blonde hair. I wrapped my hair around a metal clothes hanger and carelessly set my hair with the GHD, heating up the clothes hanger in the process. Flash forward to the next day, I washed my hair and it's literally falling out. I literally had burnt my hair off my head, but it's not all that bad because I thought I looked unbelievable for the night.
Oh my God. Like, that's the thing as well, though, isn't it? You know, like when you get to do costumes, sometimes because you just need it to get on, you'll go to any lengths to fucking get the costume on. And then it's like afterwards, like that wasn't ideal.
No, not at all. Like, but I mean, that's commitment. And I love when people like try and do something they've never done before for the first time for Halloween, because that's when the biggest disasters happen.
Stevie Devine sent me one and he said, Stevie Devine is my friend who I moved to Canada with when we were only babies. And he said the worst ever had to be the time in Toronto when I went home with this absolute munter. And next thing, he snuck out in the morning, had to walk 3 blocks back to the apartment in the freezing cold, dressed as a bunny in a pair of hot pants. And he had no keys or anything, so I had to ring me to let him into the house. And I looked out the window and I just was like, apparently looked out and I was like, oh Jesus. But he was like walking up the street. And I'll tell you this now, Stevie, that was a sight. Now I completely blocked out my mind until you sent me this message. So thank you for letting me relive the moment.
I mean, Stevie Devine always thought she was a cutesy baby, so that does not surprise me in any way. Okay,
but I
next
think
one
that was the funeral of the cutie baby. I think that was the
The end. Okay. Next one is from Miss Boulibus. Miss Boulibus said, they tried to be a clown when they were a teenager. I had no white face paint, so I decided to use a tub of Sudocreme. Been there because my mom did this to me, by the way. And I generously applied it. No makeup could be applied on top of the cream, so I covered myself in fake blood and said that I was Cannibal Clown. Throughout the night, the lumps of bloody Sudocreme would gradually dropped from my face, and my pores were clogged for days afterwards.
Oh, that sounds actually horrific. That sounds like a horror. Like, I tell you, there's a lot of people that actually get into some situations that end up in hospital after Halloween. Do you know that? Even listening to this.
Fully. Like, my face was burning when my mom put that on me, Sudocreme on me, and sent me off to a party. So, like, clogged pores, burning, rotten.
I have a couple of quick ones coming in. Mizza actually sent me one, and she said she dressed up as Xena Warrior Princess and her neighbor just shouted out, "Puff."
Why does she?
So I don't know. She must have been a child. So that was like, that was pretty bad.
Okay, I have someone called Boo Boo Oopsie. We went to a circus theme party with fire breathers. I, a queen with a synthetic wig and hairspray, went up in fire. Oh my God.
David Delahunty sent one in saying he dressed up as the Riddler one year and everyone kept asking him, was he St. Patrick?
That's the worst.
That year.
When people are like, you think you've nailed the costume, and people keep coming at you being like, oh no, you're such and such. You're like, no, I'm not that.
It's like when we were at BravoCon, they kept saying to us, oh, who are you? Who did you come as? We were like, ourselves.
Oh my God. Like, and I was rotted when they said that as well. Okay, I have one more. And McKenna said, my boyfriend dressed up as a dead baby and told everyone that he was an abortion. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Like, there is so many of those costumes that, like, if people ask, like, what are you going to say? Let me see. The real Belfast boy said he dressed up as Madeleine McCann and he's still enduring the backlash. So yeah, there are some things that I do feel like are a little bit distasteful, I have to say.
A little bit, yeah, that's for sure. Davina, what was your worst costume? What was your worst look?
I didn't really have one ever.
I mean, mine will always be when I dress as an angel in white fluffy boots, white combats, white shirt, angel wings, and by the way, I was not in drag, silver glitter lips, a halo, and was parading around South County Dublin when they were not ready for me 20 years ago. And that always sticks out in my mind. Anyway,
I
have not done a Patreon person of the month yet. So we're going to do, let's see who we pick. Let's do it for Ellen Barr. Shout out to Ellen Barr. Thank you for joining us on Patreon. If any of you all want to support the podcast because you absolutely love it, or just because you want to get more content, you can head over there right now. You can support it from as little as €2, and you get extra content such as bonus episodes of our sidecar podcast called Extra Little Things, where we're going to be even talking more goss today.
We'll be back after this with our Rotters of the Week. And we are back. We are back from New York City, and we are back with some new fresh rotters that we have gained from our trip and surrounding areas. So do you want to jump in first?
I do. Now, I've realized that some of my rotters are so fresh that if I say them, like the people that I was with at the time will realize that what I was talking about. So I'm gonna delay.
Well, at least Rina would say you have to own it. You know? Yeah,
I will own it in a couple of weeks when maybe they might go, oh, is that connected to me or not? Anyway, my first rotter of the week is banks. Banks. Today I had to go into the bank, right, to do a payment to an artist that's based in the UK, and I couldn't do it online banking. And it's been so long that I went into a physical bank that I kind of like didn't really know what to do in this modern era of banking. There's fuck all staff. There's no desks to go to anymore, by the way. There's no, you know, those desks that you used to go to and be like, can I take out money? Can I lodge money? Mm-hmm. They don't exist.
The cash desk, yeah.
Yeah. So I went in and there was nobody to be seen, just machines. So then I went behind this little barrier because I was like, well, fuck that. I need someone's help. And I'd rang the bank and they said, you have to go into the bank. And she comes out and she says, oh, sit down there. You need to text this word to this number and they'll send you the form to do. And all of a sudden I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, why has happened to banks that they don't really kind of exist anymore? What's your thoughts on that?
Mm. It's crazy that it, like, well, you know, I was having that discussion a couple weeks about, like, everything's going cashless. Everything's just going a bit more kind of tech wise. But I think that there's no one to be held accountable. So it's like, we're the ones that are going to end up taking it in the fucking coin purse. Do you know what I mean? We're the ones that are going to start feeling the pinch because there's no one to complain to. And it's just really frustrating, but that's just the way things are going, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
It's
here
like, I disagree with it, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, and also, like, we're still paying these bank fees and stuff too. Like, so it's not like this these services are all for free. So it would be nice if I could actually go in the one time a year and have some sort of, like, help. Because, and I have to say, the woman was lovely, but I was like, oh God, this is a bit grim. It just felt grim.
Yeah. Well, my first part of the week is actually, it's restaurants or new places trying to reinvent the wheel, where they basically are just selling like a soup and a sandwich, but they're going to describe it like a culinary blend of white focaccia with smoked ham bon with, like, it's a ham and cheese sandwich that you're selling and it's like a fucking vegetable soup. Like, that drives me fucking nuts. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what, like, and it's also in some shitty part of town where it's like, we're going to try and recreate the wheel. And it's like, yeah, I really want to travel to the fucking, to, you know, hell on earth to have a fucking cheese toasty. Like, do you know what I mean? People with notions on food is just something else.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I really get off on a good description is actually when I'm in Marks and Spencer's or I'm watching a Marks and Spencer's ad. But that's because Joanna Lumley makes everything sound everything fucking amazing. I totally get you. It's just a cheese and ham toasty. Calm down. But some people really like to buy into that shit, don't they?
Oh, I know. And it's just notion-y, and I'm not here for it. What's your second one?
It also comes with a price point, like a price increase. Okay. Mine is going to tie into that then. Like, so my second one of the week would basically be people that can't order off a menu until everyone else at the table has ordered their food. So like,
My God. Yes.
So like, I'm sitting there and I want to order something, but sometimes I try and wait and see, will that person order before I tell what my order is? Like, why can't you pick something? Just do it.
I know. That's so annoying. It drives me nuts. And it also derails then what I'm like, oh God, do I want something else? Do I want something else different instead? Or it just makes me question it.
And what's your last rotter, Davina?
And my last rotter is, actually, this is kind of gross.
Oh God.
People who don't flush the loo in like public bathrooms.
Mm.
Like, it actually is disgusting. Like, actually disgusting. Like, I'm sorry, I do not need to see someone else's human excrement. I just don't need it. Like,
it's violent. It's violent.
It's one of the worst, like, it's one of the worst things that could ever happen. It's just, and even to be honest, even if it's just a pee, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. And like, you know, like, it's, I just find it actually fucking vulgar. So that is my ultimate rotter of the week. Like, why aren't you flushing the chain? And I'm sorry, but like, even just wait till it, if it's, there's no water in it, wait till it fills up, flush it before you leave the bathroom. Like,
100%.
Like, 100%. It's not that fucking difficult.
It's your shit. Deal with it. Also, straight men out there, when you're having a pee and you decide to use a cubicle, lock the door. I don't want to push the door open just because you're standing having a pee. I don't want to walk in on you. Like,
oh, thinking, was that in Marks and Spencer's?
I don't know. Like, all the time.
I'm only joking.
All the time. But like, just lock the door. Lock the door. It's not that hard. But anyway, that is the end of this week's episode of Kate Little Things. If you do end up crossing over and joining us on our Extra Little Things, we're going to be talking about topics such as everybody's talking about late night openings for bars and clubs. I have some opinions about that I don't think it's all that good. So we're going to be getting into that, plus a little bit more from our New York adventures. And we're going to be sharing first, before anyone else hears it, what we're getting up to this Christmas. But until next time, Davina.
Stay petty.
Mwah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.